In Romans chapter 1, I'm just going to use the first five verses. I'm not going to take a long time this evening, but I'm going to give you five words, and if you don't remember anything else, I hope you'll remember those five words. It shouldn't be too hard. I'm not going to tax your brains too much tonight. They all start with the word S. But when we take these young people, we try to do a devotional with them, and we try to say, not only are you experiencing missions every day as you go out and serve and preach and sing and teach and play the games and love on the kids. You know, sometimes we've had people go down on the mission trips and they say, well, this is difficult. I was talking to Brother Rick Blaylock this morning, and he said, I remember, he's been down there twice with me. He said, I remember that village. They're so hard there. They're so hard. I said, well, we're breaking through. We're breaking through. And I told the people, I said, look, a lot of people ask us, you know, are we going to see results this week? I said, well, you may not receive results until you get to heaven. But there are results, and the results are the kids hanging around their legs and not wanting them to go, and crying as they leave, and chasing after the van, wanting, you know, one last look at them. And all of those, of course, also the people who are saved and the people who've been baptized. It's a great opportunity. Now, we've been working down there, I guess, about 5 years now altogether. Just 2.5 years ago, we broke ground for the ministry center there in Cheshawip, and God has provided amazingly as we built that thing from below the ground up, and you know, to see the great things that are happening there, and to see now when we go back there, the other young man, Solomon Gomez, who is the local pastor there working with us, was trained right over here on Center Street before he went to Guatemala about 6 years ago and got married. And we were hoping he'd come back to Jupiter and be able to work with us here. And he was not able to because of the visas with his wife and everything else. So that's when we were thinking of starting there in Cheshawip. And so he was very willing to travel 12 hours from where he lives and kind of become a missionary within his own country, a church planter missionary within his own country. And God is blessing them. Now we've got fruit. We've baptized people that have been saved in that ministry. And now, as Ransom was mentioning earlier, they're out serving the Lord. They're out witnessing. They're out carrying the gospel to these other villages. And so what a tremendous blessing that is. But I tell the young people, I say, listen, missions is what you're seeing every day here. But we always want to look to the scriptures. And I said, missions is this. And we cover a passage of scripture. And tonight I'm going to do that with you in Romans chapter 1. And I'm going to start by saying missions is. And verse number 1, it says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures, concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Father, bless our few minutes here this evening in thy word. Use it mightily to speak to our hearts. How we love and appreciate every blessing that we know our family, the Maggard family, has been so blessed to be supported and helped by this church, not only financially, though that's tremendous and great, but also through prayers. And we're so thankful that we've had the opportunity to know these people, that, and now we have these people who love going with us on the mission trips, and we see great blessings because of that. And now as Ransom and Ashley join us in this ministry to help strengthen us in the areas where we're weak and even further our ministry, we're just so thankful, Lord, we have the opportunity to serve you. And so bless us with these thoughts tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at verse number 1 again. I want to say missions is servants. That's the first S. Missions is servants. In this case, Paul said, a servant of Jesus Christ. There's no better person to be a servant to. I mean, if we're going to be a bond slave, and that's what that word means, then there's no better one to be a servant of Jesus Christ. He's the greatest master. And so Paul is a servant of Jesus Christ. He's called to be an apostle, which means a sent one. He's separated unto the gospel of God. No greater thing to be separated unto than the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what a privilege it is for us to go wherever we go and be servants. We don't go to be served. We go in order to serve, just like our Savior did. He came not to be served, but to serve others. He came to give His life. We ought to do the same, following in His footsteps. And so missions is servants, people who are willing to be separated unto the gospel of Jesus Christ, as these young people were, as these were for even that period of 1 week, and others, of course, who give their entire lives in ministry and service unto the Lord. And what a great servant the Apostle Paul was, separated unto the gospel of God. And then we see in verse number 2, missions is scriptures. It says, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. You know, in verse 1 we see the sower, but in verse 2 we see the seed. I don't want to go to Guatemala where people have great needs and just carry food down there and just carry medical supplies and things like that. Because if I am able to bring some healing and some help to them and give them a meal or two here or there, that's not going to be enough. So we take the scriptures with us and we preach the word, because it's the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And the word of God is what they need. The word of God is what's going to impact their lives and change the course of all that they are. And that's what we preach. And though we may have to preach through a couple of different translations, I'm thankful I was able to learn Spanish, and I only have to go one extra language now when I'm down there. But these young people giving their testimony and preaching and talking and witnessing to these people, persistent to give the scriptures, to carry, to sow the seed. The Bible says the seed is the word of God. And so missions is scripture. We dare not go into a country without the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We dare not venture into these areas where the enemy is so strong and so powerful without something that's powerful for us to be able to use and combat the enemy, and to that pierces into every heart and every soul. Sometimes we don't know what the effect is. Sometimes we don't know how we're going to get through to them. And so we just have to pray that God would mightily use His word. So missions is a servant, verse 1. Missions is scripture, verse 2. Verse number 3, concerning His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Here we see that missions is a Savior. Missions is a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, what a great blessing it is to be able to go wherever we go and say, we are here to tell you about a Savior. Now, you know, everywhere you go, Guatemala included, I just got back last night, Ransom and I from Haiti, wherever we go, there's religion, and sometimes an overabundance of religion. Sometimes people are so confused, and everybody has their prophets, everybody has their angels, everybody has their holy books, everybody has their places of worship. But you know, not everybody has the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we go, we're able to say, listen, we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who came from heaven's glory on a mission Himself to bring salvation to those, to seek and to save those that were lost. We are able to say there's a Savior who can cleanse your filthy heart. There's a Savior who can change your life. There's a Savior that we all need. You need the Savior because we're all sinners, the Bible says. We've all come short of the glory of God. And we're in that lost, terrible condition. We're dead in our trespasses and sin. What's going to help them? We can't just give little moralistic things. We were talking to some fellows with us this past week in Haiti, and I said, listen, it's all well and good to teach people to be polite and to tell people, you know, they need to be have good hygiene, and to tell people, you know, that you need to be nice to your neighbors and things like that. But we don't just need moralism, we need a Savior, because we're lost without Jesus Christ. The world is lost without Jesus Christ. People in Jupiter are lost without Jesus Christ. Could even be people here tonight in this church without Jesus Christ. That's why wherever we go with the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. What a great blessing it is to be able to preach the gospel that Jesus died according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. I never want to go anywhere without the opportunity to present Jesus Christ as the Savior. Missions is a servant. Missions is the Scripture. Missions is having a Savior that we can present to people in great power because of who He is. And verse number 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Number 4, missions is supernatural. Missions is supernatural. I know there are a lot of people who would say, well, you know, the missions we do, I mean, listen, Ransom and I were heading out of Haiti yesterday. We got to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning. We didn't leave the airport till 6 o'clock at night, because there were so many mission groups down there that were piling, is what they told us, that every flight, every American flight was bumping people and bumping people. But guess what? Ransom and I had got a ticket to go back in a couple of months here because they gave us a $600 voucher when we got bumped. I said, praise the Lord. But you know, all these groups, they're coming and talking to us. Yeah, we're building homes over here. I got a letter from one of the guys that we met down there, and he said, I'd like for you to take me to Cuba with you. We build shade huts. I'm like, what? What's a shade hut? You know, and I still don't know what a shade hut is. And they're doing, you know, there were groups that said, we're hands and feet, and they bring, you know, stuff to wash people's hands and wash people's feet and give them shoes. All those things are great and wonderful. But you know something? I want to be involved in something supernatural. I want to be involved in something that has to do with the power of God. And that's why we go preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God. Right in this chapter, verse 16, unto salvation to everyone who believes. And so declared to be the Son of God with power. I want to be involved, and wherever I go, listen, I feel so weak. I feel so insignificant. We walk into those villages. I'll never forget the first day I walked into Cheshwip, where we have our ministry center there, and I thought, how are we ever going to break through this people? But you know, I didn't have to worry about it, because we've got supernatural power. Because we have the Lord on our side. And it's a power that brings about, by the Spirit of holiness, the work of God in lives, that brings about a great change, that drastically changes dead people and brings them to life, that actually changes people from their destiny of hell to a destiny, eternal destiny with Jesus Christ in heaven. That's the kind of power I'm talking about. They may go around barefooted. They may go around hungry. They may go around ragged in their clothes, but I hope they go around with the Spirit of God touching their hearts to save their soul for all of eternity, and by the resurrection from the dead. That's the supernatural power I'm talking about. The power that is able to literally change people from what they were, what they are, to what God wants them to be. And verse number 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. Missions is about a servant, about Scriptures, about a Savior, about supernatural power. And finally, missions is about strategy. It's about strategy. It's about strategy that I need and try to live by. The strategy that every church that preaches God's Word needs to live by. The strategy that Beacon Baptist Church needs to live by. It's found right here in verse 5. We've received grace. Thank God we have the grace of God that bring salvation to us. Thank God it's by grace we're saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. We have salvation. But we also have a commission, apostleship. Now, Paul had a special apostleship. I'm not trying to say anything different from that. But we have a commission, Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, to go into all the world and make disciples, teach every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. What's our strategy? It's right here in the last part of the verse. It's for obedience to the faith among all nations. All nations. All nations. That's the strategy that the Apostle Paul was following here. That's the strategy that our Lord gave as he gave the commission, go and preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16. That repentance and remission of sins should be preached in my name among all nations in Luke chapter 24. And as the Father has sent me, even so send I you, John 20. And Acts 1:8, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, receive power, be witnesses unto me, ultimately to the uttermost parts of the earth. What's that talking about? All nations, every people group, all languages, because around the throne one day there's going to be people of every language, every tongue, and every nation. And so the strategy of missions, our strategy of missions ought to be to get the gospel out to all nations. And may God help us to have that. That's our prayer.